Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Calhoun, Georgia, at an outdoor event with Tom Lape. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Kemp. Good to see you again.
Tom, you're president of Mohawk's Residential Sales Division, going to retire this fall. We're at an event where Mohawk is raising probably the largest American flag in the state of Georgia, and you're doing it right along I-75, so it's going to make a major statement. Tell us a little bit of the background on this.
Well, I think, first of all, this is a ceremony to recognize our commitment to American manufacturing. A little bit about the flag. As you said, it's the largest flag in Georgia. It measures nearly 4,000 square feet, which, just to put in perspective, that's about two American homes. So we think it'll be seen far and wide, and we think it's really a statement here, and not only in Gordon County, here in the state of Georgia, and really it makes a symbolism of the American manufacturing commitment that we have at Mohawk.
A little piece of trivia, if you don't mind. We're right here in front of a major facility of yours that most people see when they come by on the interstate, and it's got your mission to the world as far as the flooring categories that you lead in. And there used to be a picture of an Indian that was actually drawn by Walt Disney back when he used to do that. He only did it for a few companies, and I know you've retired that, but this is a major place for you to make a statement in it.
No question. Well, if you just take the 75 corridor, if you think of virtually everybody from the Midwest that's heading north and south down to Florida throughout the year, more vacation travelers, more consumers. I mean, millions of consumers travel this road every month and every year. So we see tremendous opportunity, not only awareness, but I think this goes beyond it. This is also a statement here to the local commitment that we have here in Gordon County and for Mohawk Industries and all of our employees. So while, yes, there is an advertising and awareness benefit, we think as much as it's important for our employees and our suppliers and all of the folks here in this region.
You know, we closely follow all of the things going on with Section 301 tariffs. This couldn't have been timed any better, and I know it's a coincidence because you've had this plan for a couple of months, but on June 15th, the United States increased the tariff from 10% to 25%, a 15% increase in the duties charged against all Chinese imports. So it's kind of interesting how the timing works out, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that's, as you indicate, that's purely coincidental. And once again, this isn't to say that we don't source products and get products elsewhere, because we do. But it does mean that we have a very large, and I would say a very industry disproportionate commitment to U.S. manufacturing. I think we've demonstrated that with the plants that we've put in the ground the last 5 years here in the United States. And we think that that long-term drives advantages for our customers, for our shareholders, and we think it's good business. But once again, we have some source product in our operations as well, so we don't say this is a one side of the issue versus the other, but we do think long-term this is not only good for America, but it's good for Mohawk and our customers and partners.
One last question on that as far as the level of imports. Just looking at Santo Tursivia's numbers, his estimate is that if you start looking at the roughly $25 billion at wholesale value flooring industry, about 45% of that is imported. About 23% of that comes from China. So that's pretty interesting that that much comes out of China. In your company, I mean, I know all your carpet's made here, but you're also a leader in rugs and laminate and several other categories. What is your ratio if the United States is 55, 45 domestic versus import? What is it for Mohawk?
Well, I can't give out, obviously, the specific number, but I can say that we're considerably less than that on the imported side. I think you have to look at category by category because it does change a little bit. But I think most importantly, you have to say, what's the advantage of producing here in the United States? And we do think there is substantial supply chain advantages. We think the amount of automation that's being done here in the United States and the engineering talent that exists, we think it is good business. And it's not to say that we have facilities. Keep in mind, Kemp, we have our own owned facilities in Europe, and we have owned facilities in Australia. So we will sometimes lean on our own facilities for some of that sourcing as well. But I think most importantly, we look at essentially the position to produce here in the United States as over time just solid good business for helping our customers.
Yeah, one statistic I'd like to throw out, and because you are a global company, I mean, you're roughly $10 billion in sales. Out of that, about $5.2 billion of that is focused on North America. So, I mean, yes, you have plants all over the world, and I think it's your intention to service the markets with goods that are manufactured nearby, right?
That has been more or less our strategy. And there's times when sometimes we can utilize capacity in some of the other countries in our own facilities. But the reality of it is what it brings is consistency to the operation. The business is running on 12 to 16-week supply chains of importing products are tremendously difficult to operate. And we like to look at our operations of having the plants in country give us a much better responsiveness and much more maneuverability over time. And I think on top of that, you know, we think it does drive a lot of pride with our customers. I think this is not lost. It's not saying that every consumer is coming in to buy American, but I think the reality of it is there are a lot of customers that do want to buy American. And it's not saying that, like we said, one is good and one is bad. But you need to make sure you can satisfy those customers. And we love to do that with a lot of the products we make here in North America.
Real quick, I've looked at Jeff Lorberbaum's remarks on this speech he's given today, and he talks about the heritage of Mohawk. I mean, it's a company that got started in the United States, right?
That's correct. It's New York, up in Amsterdam. And you really have to look at the background of the company as we have been the true American manufacturer. I think another important point for all your listeners to understand is 100% of what we make as a company is basically plowed right back into reinvestment into our operations, and the vast majority of that investment over the past 20 years has been here in the United States. We have obviously bought companies and we've invested outside the United States, but tremendous investments here in the United States, and we think just long term that's just really good business. And the nice thing too is you can look right here, not only in Gordon County and Murray County and Whitfield County, you can see the impact of those investments. You can see the investments we've made in Dalton and the IVC facilities. You can look over in Somerville, the investments we've made over in our PET operations. These are big investments in American manufacturing, and we just take a lot of pride in that.
Let me just tell you, driving down here, and I know this isn't staged, I went by one of the largest dealers in Dalton, has a huge Jumbotron sign out front, Carpets of Dalton, and on the sign it said, multiple sources of made in the USA products, a big, huge sign. So that's one of their selling points, isn't it?
As I said before, the notion of buy American, we think that's a good thing. And we think there's a lot of consumers that really want to try and buy American. And that's just another supplier that's out there and a retailer that's trying to satisfy that demand. But I would say, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you didn't hear that as much. But you hear that question asked a whole lot more, where does this product come from? And we think it's nice to see. Our business does not depend on that customers must buy American. We just think it's a better way of satisfying their product needs.
All right, Tom, great to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Tom Lape, the president of Mohawk's Residential Sales Division, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.